Right, it looks like they've got a few days between some of the new release films, and of course this is a big time of year for the Kentucky Theater because you're starting to see a lot of movies that are being considered for Academy Awards and Golden Globes and things of that sort coming out. But they've got a few days over the weekend in between some of these releases, and they are filling in. They've often done like the night of the week thing, like the Wednesday night showings of classic material. But this time around, it's going to be through the weekend. You're going to have a choice of Bishop's Wife or National Lampoon's Vacation on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday and Monday, it's Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life. So certainly several of the movies there that people go back to year after year on the big screen.
Do you have a favorite?
It kind of depends on my mood a little bit. It's certainly being a child of the 80s and a child of the video era, have a soft spot for A Christmas Story because that's essentially how that movie took off. It wasn't a really popular initial release, but then it got popular through people finding out about it through home video and cable TV. And It's a Wonderful Life kind of enjoyed the same sort of revival back in the 80s. So even though it's a 1940s film, but Vacation is hilarious and Bishop's Wife is a great movie too. It sounds like a real nice selection there.
Comedian Tracy Morgan of 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live, he's doing a gig at Comedy Off Broadway this weekend.
Right, and certainly this is a big name for Comedy Off-Broadway to get in because he has had quite the television career. He had a run there on 30 Rock, in which he played an actor on a Saturday Night Live type of show, and that's where most people first got to know Tracy Morgan when he was on Saturday Night Live. And so it's a chance to see his stand-up routine, which has been shown on HBO, and he's got an upcoming special on Comedy Central next year. But he, like many people that you see on TV series who have had stand-up careers, maintain those careers even while they are on, national hit TV shows. And so it's always kind of fun to get a look at what their stand-up routines are like.
We in the media are starting to wrap up 2013 looking back, and there are a couple of folks who were important to the arts community in Central Kentucky who passed on, and they're the subject of events that are taking place that are currently underway. The first one is a concert that memorializes Kevin Johnson, who was the sound guy with Woodsongs.
That's right. He was very well known to, anybody who dealt with Woodsongs at all, ran into Kevin, who is also known as Darth Vader Johnson. And so they are having a concert. He passed away a little bit earlier this year. And there's a concert at Natasha's featuring people, a number of local notable musicians playing sort of in his honor and also to benefit a memorial fund for Kevin Johnson. But, just a chance to honor someone who maybe wasn't in the spotlight, but was certainly beloved by a lot of the people who were in the spotlight and were around it. There's an interesting exhibit at Clark Art and Antiques, which is not a place that we talk about a whole lot in terms of local galleries, but they are showing a retrospective of Robert James Foose, who is a art professor at the University of Kentucky, kind of a beloved figure there, who passed away earlier this year. And this is a real chance to take a look at the work he did during his life.
Rich Copley, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.